Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
So we begin this afternoon then with that disturbing story out of Harlem, where police say a four-year-old found dead. And even worse than that, it's how they found him. Police say it looks like that poor kid hadn't eaten in days or perhaps weeks, signs of malnutrition. Right now, they're questioning an individual to find out what in the world happened to that baby. 1010 Winds reporter Marilyn Buckley in Harlem leading us off.
Police tell us one person is in custody and being questioned at this hour after a four-year-old boy was rushed to Harlem Hospital and shortly after pronounced dead. This is after police were called to an apartment on Adam Clayton Powell Jr. Boulevard. When they arrived, they say this young boy was not responsive, which is when EMS rushed him to the hospital. They say this is an ongoing investigation at this time, and no word yet who the person in custody is in relation to the young boy. And so far, no exact cause of death. We're waiting to hear back from the medical examiner to determine that. Marilyn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM. In Harlem.
Meantime, a terrible story from the New Jersey Transit this morning. A train operator is dead. About two dozen people hurt after one of the light rail trains hit a tree. This happened shortly after 6 this morning near the Roebling Station in Mansfield Township. 42 people on the River Line train when apparently it came up on a large tree that had fallen down on the track. 23 people treated for minor injuries. They're still trying to determine how the tree ended up down there. River Line was suspended in both directions between Roebling and Trenton. They also shut off sections of nearby roads, including US 130, during the investigation. Haven't released the name of the train operator, by the way. Well, some big doings as we switch gears in the middle of town today as the world's largest celebration of Italian-American culture and heritage stepped off the curb, the Columbus Day Parade. This is the 80th year. Many showed up along the route, and so did our Carol Diaria.
Italian music was blasting over Fifth Avenue. We heard some old-fashioned songs like Volare and O Sole Mio, oldies but goodies. This parade, while it honored Christopher Columbus, the explorer, it really celebrates the Italian heritage and the accomplishments of Italian Americans. In fact, the president of the Columbus Citizens Foundation, Christopher Liacono, says the foundation has raised over the years about $37 million to send underprivileged kids to college, and one of them received her scholarship Saturday night.
Gabriella Scala just received her doctorate in pharmacology and is now working in a major hospital here in New York as a doctor of pharmacology. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. And she's a young, amazing woman, and we're very proud of her, and she kind of embodies who we are.
Cardinal Dolan was out here greeting the marchers. He speaks fluent Italian, but for me, sadly, he had to speak in English. Carol Diaria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM on Fifth Avenue.
That's all right, Carol D. That's all right. Beautiful day for a parade, and we're watching it in monitors here. Very colorful parade. Going to go on for a few more hours, everybody, so be aware of that as you try to traverse the city here this afternoon. Well, police have hauled a guy off to jail for allegedly beating a fellow with a stick early this morning. This at a subway station in Manhattan. Happened at Bowery Station about 1 o'clock. A 49-year-old victim got into a fight with a 33-year-old guy. Well, they say the 33-year-old struck the man with a stick, sending him to Bellevue with a nasty cut. No idea why they were fighting or if they even knew each other. The charges are pending. The victim is expected to recover. No names released. The Big Apple's newest top cop, albeit almost out of here top cop, made the rounds today, visiting the so-called Market of Sweethearts, with alleged sex workers and illegal vendors on full display.
Interim Commissioner Tom Donlan saw for himself what's happening on Roosevelt Avenue.
We're going to provide more resources to you here. You know, we've always taken it serious, but we're going to kick up to another level.
Police aren't giving details of the increase in resources. Maciel Lugo has lived there her whole life.
I can't even take my children to the park. I can't take them out for walks.
She's pleased with the police presence, but is pushing for the passage of a bill that would require licenses for massage parlors.
I didn't even know that you can have something open without a license because the city hasn't been able to shut it down.
When police do shut down a brothel, she says they are back open in less than 24 hours. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
As you know, Donlan expected to step down from the department as soon as Mayor Adams names a new commissioner. It came out last week that he was allegedly planning his exit after less than a month after his appointment. Meantime, on Long Island, a 19-year-old bike rider who was hit yesterday by a driver suspected of being high has now died. Eric McPherson was on Joshua's Path near Vanderbilt Avenue in Central Islip about 7:30 last night, hit by a 2012 Honda sedan. The driver of that vehicle, 21-year-old David Alfaro, was arrested and charged with driving while on drugs and not having a driver's license. McPherson was taken to South Shore University with serious injuries. He died there this morning. Residents of Hempstead say they will fight back against the planned 12% tax hike in the town.
One resident says everything is just going up, up, up.
The gas, food, you go to the market, $100, how much you can bring back? No, not much.
The town of Hempstead will hold a public hearing on Tuesday to let residents voice their opinions on the possible 12% tax hike.
It's crazy, too. Stupid and crazy. Whoever agree, the tax increase if those people live in this town.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Honestly, it sounds like quite a lot.
The town spokesperson says the town has reduced or frozen the tax levy for the past 4 years while aggressively controlling costs. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in the town of Hempstead, Long Island.
And people are saying, yeah, we get it. You've controlled costs. You've kept taxes down for all of these years. But 12%, can we do it gradually? Maybe two here, three there? We'll see how it works out. Again, that hearing is tomorrow. We'll be there. New Jersey's annual bear hunt started at dawn today. It'll last until Friday. The goal is to reduce the population in the northwestern parts of the state, but some opponents say the hunt is not necessary.
Both the Sierra Club and the Animal Protection League of New Jersey are opposed to the hunt. They call it inhumane and ineffective. League Director Angie Mettler said black bears are defensive and act like prey.
I live in the heart of bear country. If I clap my hands, a bear runs up a tree afraid of me. They fear us.
Dave Golden, an assistant commissioner at the DEP's Fish and Wildlife Program, said the hunt has worked.
Part of our goal here is to reduce negative interactions between humans and bears.
The hunt was reinstated by Governor Murphy in 2022 after an increase in complaints about aggressive interactions with humans, 12 dog attacks, and at least 90 instances of property damage. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.